All right, we're starting Hilchos Matame Mishkav Moshav today. This actually literally means the tumah that's involved with lying or sitting on something, but it's actually a category of tumah. And there's a certain amount of familiarity we have at this, as you'll see from the mitzvos and the first parak. We've touched upon a lot of these issues in previous areas in the Rambam. So he says as follows: Yesh b'kol an arba mitzvos asei. There are four positive commandments: zeo pratan, din tumas nida. So all the halachas of tumah by a woman who's what do you call it, in a state of nida, din tumas yoledes, as well as the halachas that apply to a woman after she's given birth, din tumas zava, and din tumas zav. Those are both halachas that have to do with either a woman who bleeds outside of a nida cycle, or a man who has a some sort of emission. Okay, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, hazava, zava, nida, yoledes. So the Rambam, as the four categories listed in the mitzvah and the koseres, the different types of emissions, as well as a woman's given birth, menstruating, etc. Kol echa merbasan av me'avos ha'tumah. So all of them are also are considered to be primary areas of tumah. Metamin kelim v'maga. So therefore, they can make vessels and other items tameh through touching them. U'metame adam v'maga v'masan. They can make a person tameh either through touching them or carrying. U'metame mishkav v'moshav, which we're going to focus on the most. They also give tumah to things that they sit and lie on. U'merka metaktav, where they ride on, and that which is underneath them. The osa osan abtuma, and they make those also primary sources of tuma. Umetame madaf al gabo, and also they what do you call it? Can impart tuma to those things that are above them. Okay, alacha beis echad zava katana v'echad zava gdola. We've seen this before. Doesn't matter. Way back in halachas have to do with nida. It doesn't matter if the woman when she bleeds, whether it's a small period of time, i.e., like one to 2 days, or zava gdola, which is 3 days or more, which is bringing the korban. Bechad zava machmas asa machmas ones. It doesn't matter if she's if she's considered a zava due to natural means or because of some sort of external cause. Bechad zav, and when it comes to the person, the male who has an emission, baal shtei rios or baal shlosh, doesn't matter if he's seen two or three times. Tumas kulan shavla tama acherin. So all of them are considered to be tame insofar as the ability to impart tuma to other people. So an infant girl. Even 1 day of her life, meaning she's 1 day old, can actually be metame as someone else through being defined as a nida. And basa saryom beziva. So too, she can be considered tama as a ziva after being 10 days old. Bas sholoshan of yomecha, metame as bola kumoshis bar. And so too, a young woman who is 3 years old and 1 day can actually make a man tame through sexual relations. Lachadala katan ben yom echa, metame beziva. So a male who is 1 day old can actually be defined as a zav. And it doesn't matter if they're converts or servants, what do you call it, or just regular natural born Jews. They all are able to metame with menstruating as well as ziva. Saris adam, saris chama, metame beziva. So too, a person who was castrated, or let's say someone who's born without, let's say, testicles, for example, or impotent. So they also can contract tuma through ziva, kishar brian, just like people who are healthy. Halachavav, ana isha metama belova below isha beodam, ala isha beodam isha belova. So what's important is that if a woman has a discharge that's white, or a man has a discharge that's red, that does not produce tama. Rather, the woman has to discharge something red, and the man has to discharge something that is white in appearance. Halachazayin, tumtum madroganus. We've always had this category. These are the carriers of suffix. Tumtum means somebody who you're unable to define what they are sexually, meaning that their sexual organs are not clear. Androgynous means they have evidence of both. Notzaleim chomer ish v'chomer isha. So they get the stringencies of both men and women. Mitamen belovan ki isha v'adam ki isha. Therefore, if a tumtum or androgynous has a discharge that's red or white, they are considered tumah. The tumasa mesafek. However, their status as tumah is in doubt. The vikach, therefore, ein sovraleim truma v'kachim. That's why we don't, what do you call it? If they touch, let's say, truma or sacra or korbanos, you don't burn them. Nor are they held over an isser if they enter the base of mikdash. Let's say they did see, one of the two saw white and red together in an emission. If they touched, for instance, truma, you'd burn it. However, they still won't be liable for walking to the base of mikdash. Shenemar mizachar nekeva tishalechu. Ad shiatuma tumas zachar vaday or tumas nekeva vaday. So the only time it would apply, or the time when this iser applies, is when the tuma is clearly male or clearly female. So too, someone touches a discharge that is both red and white, Eino chayav al tumas mikdash u'kedusha, would not be over an iser if they walked on the base of mikdash. Nago hu ba'atzma b'lom v'odam shara. But let's say, what do you call it? Somebody, let's say, what do you call it? Tumtum or androgynous touch their own, so to speak, discharge, shara, harizei chayav al base of mikdash. That's the case where they would be over the iser of entering into the base of mikdash. L'ches damanido damazaba damilares. So any amount of blood, whether it's from a woman who's in her normal menstruating cycle, or whether it's the abnormal one, meaning outside of the Yemei Nida, or blood from giving birth, mitama b'cholshu, so any amount of it causes tumah b'maga b'masa, with both touching and carrying. Shemar v'adavah b'nidasav, v'azav v'piyashmo lamdu shemidavah kamoa. So we learn out the zav from the case of Nida. Gvar b'yarnu bin an Isra Nida, so we already saw in the Isra Nida, shechamisha damim tmeyim b'isha, there are five, so to speak, types of blood that cause tumah in a woman. Avim rasa dam yarok, but if she sees a greenish blood emission, harehu tahar, so it's tahar. Beino kamo roka, and it's not considered like what do you call it, saliva, ushar mashkin, yotzemena, or other discharges she may have. Shaharok misagel, because saliva collects the yotze when it leaves. Vzesh shosis viore, but this flows and goes down. Halachatess isha she yotza havlad midofna. So once a woman, let's say as we see this case before, a woman gives birth to a C-section. The yotze imo dam min hadofen, and therefore, let's say uterine blood comes out together with the child. Hare oso dam, that blood ab avasatumos, that it also is considered primary tumah blood, kedam anida, like a blood from a woman who menstruates. Valida valziva, so too as even if a woman gives birth naturally or zavkeish shamakor makom tamay, because since the blood is uterine in origin, that makes it tamay. Meisha tahara, and a woman's considered tahara, achi yotze min dam der harechem, she is tahara unless the blood flows out through the vaginal area, not through the uterus. Lachyud mekor isha shenakar v'nafal aretz. Let's say a woman had her uterus ripped out from her and fall to the ground. Ha'isha tama tamea tumas eretz. So she is tame until night. V'chein mekor sheizia kishte tipe margulios. Let's say two small drops that are like basically whitish are discharged from the uterus. Ha'isha tamea tumas eretz. She's tame for the night. But she's not considered an official halachic status anida until she sees one of the five types of blood that make her tameh. So if a woman discharges one drop of a white fluid, she's considered tahara. Because we can say for sure that that white discharge came from outside of the uterus. So the discharge of a zav is considered to be a primary source of tumah. Shemar zovo tamehu umetame b'maga b'masa b'chol shu, and therefore it causes tumah through touching and carrying in any small amounts. Ria rishono shalzav, so the first discharge by a man ena metame masa is not considered to will not produce tumah through carrying. Rehikus shechvazera, it's considered like a seminal emission. Beim ish gadol beim ish katan, whether the person is an adult or a minor. B'chein a mishkavos a moshavos yeshav aleihem, so too the places they may lie or sit down on. Mishara ria rishona achra ashnia. From the time between seeing the first emission to the second, Taharim are considered Tahar. Shenokari Zav, he's not defined as a Zav, Ela Achar Iyashniyah, until after a second consecutive seeing of an emission. Kamoshi Rana Milchas Mechusuri Kapar. Ra Achas Ruva Kishtayim, but let's say he saw one that was that lasted as long as two. Ain Tameh, Sakazer Tameh, Ela Mesi Tipa Achorna. It's only the one, what do you call it, the last drop that comes out that would be defined the person as being Tameh. So the first discharge of someone who had saras produces tameh with carrying. Shemra called sarov, called zav, called tameh lenefesh. Harihat sura kizav gamor. So the person who is saras is just like a person who is a zav. Mazav gamor zovo metameh masa. Just like someone who is a clearly a zav. So his emission causes what it called anything that's carried to become tameh. Af mitzora also rishona metameh masa. So too someone who had saras who has a discharge also would be metame through carrying. Lakyudad, rok hazav shif hazaro meme ragvav. So the saliva, semen, and urine that comes from a zav, kol echa mishlashan atuma din tara. So all these are considered primary sources of tuma. Midoresa. Matama v'cholshu v'maga v'masa, and they cause tuma through any amount, whether it's carrying or through touching, through touching or carrying. Haryo omer barok v'chirok zav patar. Meme ragvav shif hazaro. Right, when it comes to urine and semen, they're going to have some type of discharge of a zav inside them. So that's why the define is being tamei. So of all these four categories, roko meiraglav apta magazav. So for all of them, the urine and the spit of all of them is considered primary tuma. When it said, when it uses the term zav, echad zav, echad shar arba, it doesn't mean specifically the male. It means any one of the four categories is included in that terminology. Finally, lachat zayin, tisha mashkin bezav, shoshman av tuma v'hein. Okay, so there are nine types of fluids that a zav produces. Three of them are considered to be primary sources of tuma, and those are roko v'shichah zera, shichah zaro, mimi raglav. So that's spit, semen, and urine. Kol echam elu matana adam kelim b'chol shiv moshbrenu. If any one of these causes tuma in a person or kelim for any small amount. Shlosh v'hen givlada tuma. So three of them are considered to be derivatives of tuma. V'elahen dimas eno v'dam v'gifto v'chelav isha v'chalav isha. So what you have are basically tears, blood that comes out from a wound, as well as breast milk. Kol echam elu kimashkin tmei. These are all considered tame liquids. They don't make a person tameh. However, they do make vessels and other objects tameh midirabanan. And three that come out are considered to be tar. So you have basically sweat, you have pus from an abscess, as well as fecal matter. Those are considered to be completely normal discharges. So when it comes to different kinds of spit, which is, as we would call today, a phlegm and mucus, af, which again, that's mucus, karoko, those are like saliva, and they're all considered underneath the category of spit. So any blood that comes out from, let's say, the penis, or any blood that comes from the mouth, those are considered to be blood of a wound. Dam. Let's say a person sucking blood out of a wound and spits it out. That also causes tummy like saliva. Because we can say that the dam that he sucks and then will spit out, obviously will have some type of spit inside it. That ends Parak Aleph, and we will continue with Parak Beis tomorrow.